Okay, and this is the very final and last episode of the Open Science Barcamp, or Barcamp Open Science 2020 here in Berlin. And Gideon and Susanne are with me now, and we just want to sum up some thoughts, some takeaways out of the day that was very busy as usually and very exciting and full of information and new things to learn. Guido, what can we say about it?
Yeah, I would say under the specific circumstances this year, this was again a great barcamp. What we can see is that a barcamp can also work with 50 participants, so they're really were highly engaged and active, and we also see that a barcamp is a really good format for intensive exchange and networking. We saw it already at the introductory section that people said, "Oh, we have to talk with each other. That sounds interesting." And from our point of view, everybody is happy. So we as team, we are also happy too, and we're looking forward to next year. And so what we now do is with the barcamp two things. One is we are frequently asked for our experience, and we want to write how to open science barcamp that we can provide to others that want to learn from our experience. And the second thing is we want to run further barcamps during the year. So this is the core and central barcamp will be the barcamp in Berlin, of course, together with the Open Science Conference. But we are in the progress of planning further barcamps during the year in other regions in Germany, but we may also extend it outside in Europe. And also many other barcamps are outside in the context of Open Science. In May, the Netherlands Open Science Barcamp will take place. And so we see there's a great potential for this format, especially in the Open Science community. And yes, we want to take part in this movement and want to foster it where we can.
Susanne.
When I think about today, what really strikes me is the atmosphere here, because I'm always very concerned how newbies are welcomed here. And I was talking to some newbies today, and they really said, okay, this is such a nice format and I feel very welcome. I'm a bit shy, but I really like it and I want to propose stuff. And I think that makes the barcamp so special, and that's why everybody loves to come here. And I hope that next year we will have more participants and no coronavirus.
maybe a small glance behind the scene here, because this was really critical, right? Because of the coronavirus, certain conferences and so on were cancelled, and the decision was also basically taken here that it will take place. And I think it was good. I think with a certain amount of hygiene, also experts say it's okay. This is not a huge event here, so it was absolutely fine. And it was a little bit of pity that were fewer people. But on the other hand, as you said already, Guido, the quality was very high. It was very good. We had a lot of exchange of ideas. And already, I can just share this, the same thing. When I was sitting in the introduction round, I said, oh, I've never heard of this project. Let's look it up quickly. So already in these, let's say, first 10 minutes, I gained already so much information that serves me for the next year, I guess, again. So it's a high density of information, right? What else can we learn out of this? Or what are other things to keep in mind? Do you have anything else to add on despite the fact that we are not, additional to the fact that we have further barcamps in future besides this one? But what else is maybe a takeaway?
What I think is that we keep on going just to have this exchange format and about open science. And was this year was a bit, when we compare this year and last year we had more sessions with practical information and hands-on information. It was a bit reduced this year. What I think what we try to do is that we some people, they say we talked enough about op science. let's focus more on the practical side. And this is what we try to do. This is what we try to do at, for example, at WW, at my institution where I work. This we try to do in our Leibniz Research Alliance, that we, beyond talking about science and networking, what is really important and necessary, We also have a need for more practical elements, and this will be a future focus for us. And also at the end, we have to leave our, I would call it, open science bubble. Yeah, it sounds a bit weird, but it's still valid. So at the bar camp, we have people here that attended for the third time. So, but we also want also have new people here, newbies. We had them here, that is fine, but I think we can do more in that direction to really attract people who are currently, from our perspective, a bit outside of the bubble. And this, on top of that, I would add this as an additional field of action for us.
Susanne, any addition?
No.
Okay, I think we all are good and tired. And
hungry
just wanna,
and tired.
Yeah. I have a last comment. This wouldn't be possible without the great work of Open Science Radio.
Thank you.
While
thank
producing you. The plenty of episodes.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, always a pleasure being here. So, sniff. Yeah, it is, as mentioned last year, I think this is the event here for sharing open science, and it's really great to be part of this community. So thank you so much, and I guess now we deserve a drink or something like this, right? Thank you so much.
And beer, open science beer.
Okay, thank you, bye.